I love when the fire falls, man. 1 Kings 18:38, then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice and the wood and the stones and the dust, and it licked up the water that was in the trench. Now when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces and they said, "The Lord, He is God. The Lord, He is God." Not to be overly dramatic. That's revival. That is revival when God answers by fire and the people's hearts turn back to Him and they put away their idols and they put away the crap and the filth and the garbage and they want to become pure before God. So they fall on their face and they cry out to Him. That is revival. And they stop expecting God to share His bride with the devil. Let me tell you, our God does not share His bride with some filthy, stinking, slinking around, bloodthirsty devil. His bride is pure and holy and spotless before Him. So Elijah was an evangelist, and he was a revivalist. But he was also a restorationist. Very quickly, I just want to share this one last thing. The very last words in the Old Testament, at the end of the book of Malachi, right before you get into the New Testament, the very last words of the Old Testament, Malachi 4, verses 5 to 6, say this. Malachi says, "Behold, I will send you," who?
Elijah.
Elijah the prophet. "Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. And He will turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the hearts of the children to their fathers, lest I come and strike the earth with a curse." You can go far and wide, east to the west, from horizon to horizon, and evangelize. And reach out to people in all the little corners of the entire globe to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. And it's a great thing to have revival, to see God's people fall in love with Him again, to get to the point where instead of wondering how to get them to church, you start wondering how to get them out of the church to go home. It's great to have all of that. But when they finally do go home and they close the door behind them, if that home is not filled with love and compassion and tenderness and thoughtfulness, and if the greatest treasures laid up inside those walls aren't the very people who live there, then what have you gained? You can travel this whole globe and make a big deal about reaching as many peoples as you can. You can have revival services and you can have all kinds of signs and wonders and carrying on going on. But if when you leave the building and go home and close the door behind you, if that house is not filled with love and tenderness and compassion, and there isn't real relationship behind those walls, what have you accomplished? What have you profited? Not much. Not much. You'd be better to simply stay home and fix the problem first, because you have nothing to share with anybody. Fix the problem. He will turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the hearts of the children to the fathers, lest they come and strike to the earth with the curse. He is a restorationist. He wants fathers and children to be reconciled. People walk around with gaping hemorrhages in their soul because parents and children have not been reconciled. And they bleed out for years. Elijah wasn't only an evangelist and a revivalist, he was also a restorationist. He stood for the basic core unit of humanity, and that is the family. I just want to say this before I close. We watched one of the most amazing videos I've ever seen yesterday morning at our Christian counseling class. There's like 30 videos in this series. It's going to take us a couple years to get through them all. We meet every Saturday morning. And the segment we're about to go into is a four-part segment on an introduction to marital counseling. And I thought I heard a lot about marital counseling, but let me tell you, at the end of that video, I was moved. I was deeply moved. And this guy is passionate. And he gets beyond the little surface issues and all the glib little stuff and all the stuff that we think will really help enhance our marriage. And he gets down to where we really live in our soul and our spirit when things start to go south and go bad. And it moved me. I mean, it rocked my world. And in the 11 years that I've been pastoring this church, only one time have I ever showed a video instead of preaching. And that was back in 2003 when Judge Roy Moore was kicked out for having the Ten Commandments monument. And he did a speech on a video that I couldn't even touch. So I just said, I'm going to put that on and let him tell it. Well, let me tell you, a week from now, and I asked Matt's permission if he thought that would be okay. He thought it'd be okay because he saw it too. Next week, rather than preaching, I just want to play this video if you would like to. An introduction to marital counseling. And I think you will be greatly moved. And if that touches your heart, I want to invite you for the next three Saturdays after that to come, or the next three sessions after that to come on Saturday morning and find out the rest of the story. This man is so passionate because he's seen the good, the bad, and the ugly, and he's counseled couples through horrendous, nightmarish stuff. And so I want to encourage you, and I hope if you will indulge me, I want to play that video next week. I think you will be greatly moved by it and touched by it. So, little Eli. Praise God. Amber and RJ, as you come up, I want to say something to you. And if we could have a couple of seats up here. In fact, you and your family could take the first row. And Chris and Liam, thank you for being gracious and for getting that anointing on the seats before they get there. Although they're going to bring some with them anyway. Amber and RJ, I just want to say this. I believe this little man has quite a destiny on him. I believe the Lord would want to gift him with an evangelistic spirit to where his heart hungers to see people get saved and to come to know the Lord and to come to enjoy him. I believe the Lord is also, as you raise him up and nurture him in the faith, the Lord is also going to give him a spirit of revival where he will uncompromisingly stand for what is true and right in the things of God. And that he will inspire God's people to stand with him, steadfast in the faith without compromise. And I think also, this little guy... Yeah. I think this little guy is also going to be for a sign. And that through the influence of his life in your family, he is going to inspire fathers to turn their hearts back to their children and children to turn their hearts back to their fathers. I really believe that. I don't think that's any coincidence you gave him the name that you gave him. Praise God. That's right, buddy. Yeah, that's right. Aww. I love you too, buddy. Okay. Wow. I'll just kind of spray. Oh, man. Praise God. As I said, the purpose of a dedication is to acknowledge that our children are the heritage of the Lord, that they come from Him as His gift, and also to seek His grace and ask for His help to raise them in the truth, in the nurture and admonition of the Lord, in the faith. So, Amber and RJ, do you acknowledge that this little man here is a gift from God? And is your heart's pure desire to raise him and nurture him in the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ? Absolutely. Yeah, okay. Well, we're going to just anoint little Eli now with this oil as a symbol of the Holy Spirit. He's hungry. He's like John. You've been going on too long, buddy. What's that? Smell that. Smell that. Smell that. Mmm. Wow. What's that? Wow. Don't worry, buddy. When the Holy Spirit falls on me, I cry too. That's just how I manifest. So let's pray for him. And any of the elders that would like to come up and pray also and lay hands, feel free to come up. Father, we just call upon your grace right now that you would enfold little Eli. That's right. Just let his spirit enfold, your spirit enfold him right now. And we impart to him, Lord, spirit of evangelism and the spirit of revival. The spirit of loving grace and bond between he and his parents and all of his family. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So we just impart this to him by your Holy Spirit right now. And we bless you, Eli. We bless you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that he would give you abundant life, all of the abundant life he came to give. We pray right now that you would inherit all of it. You would receive all of it. That's right. That's right. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And right now, we just want to lay hands on Amber and RJ and impart to them all of your giftings to raise this young man in the beauty of holiness and in the solid foundation of the Word of God and the truth of the faith delivered once to the saints, that he would follow and trust and love the Lord Jesus Christ with all of his heart, soul, mind, and strength. We impart to you right now the gifts of God to successfully see him through to this endeavor, to this goal. Thank you, Lord. And we ask in Jesus' name. And all his people said, amen. 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 I know what it is. It's this tie. Oh, I stopped wearing those years ago. Yeah. That's right. Oh. There we go. Now, Eli, do you want to just sit? You want to just close in prayer? Go ahead. And all the people said, amen. Amen. That's right.